just have it.
Okay, we're back in session. So, would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Victoria Tonin, 089-778.
Thank you, Mr. Tonin. Now, I'm going to have to ask you to speak up because we're having a little problem in terms of the audio, so speak up. Okay, Mr. Tonin, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on, hold one second here, back on December the 18th of last year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
The 18th, last year?
Yeah. When I said last year, I mean 2018.
Yes.
Back in December, just before Christmas. That was a notification that you signed stating that this hearing would be held today. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and on there, among other things, you stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. We don't have one signed in for you today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today. I'm going to introduce them to you one by one. All the way to your right, which would be to my left, to your right, is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kowanitz. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Dia Rittenhouse. On the other side of Ms. Rittenhouse is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see now, and that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole, your parole officer of today. Now, I have a question for you, Mr. Turner, Mr. Tony and Mr. Turner. Do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God or do you swear firm? Mr. Tony?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, now, Mr. Tony, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them separate. Once I read each of them, tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your consumption of alcohol on or about December 7, 2018, per the breathalyzer performed by Pima Reentry Center staff on December the 7th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true, sir.
Okay. And the next one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12B, as demonstrated by your non-compliance discharge from the Pima Reentry Center on December 7, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true, sir.
Did you say true, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Based upon the admission of Mr. Tony, I'm going to move to find that he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded. I'm going to give it to Mr. Johnson. I heard two or three. And agreement by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Ms. Honorable Mr. Kowanitz and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. At this time, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. Now, phase two of your hearing is very important because at the end of phase two is more of a determination whether to revoke your commitment to supervision or to continue you on supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections, and that's going to be offered to us by Mr. Turner. So we're going to ask you to hold on, and Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. We'll be back to talk with you after that, sir. Okay, Mr. Turner, sir, would you be kind enough to give us some background information, sir?
Yes, sir. Tony was released from ADC custody on 8/24/2018 and arrested on 12/8/2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He was returned back to ADC custody on 12/8/2018 with a CSED of 324/2019, zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2013, aggravated DUI, 1 year. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. prior convictions, 2014, aggravated assault, 9 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and he has no prior terms in supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with weapons, violence, sexual contact, and intoxicants noted. Other arrest, 2008, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, assault, Arizona juvenile probation. 2010, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona juvenile probation. 2011, shoplifting, Arizona juvenile probation. 2013, DUI, liquor, drugs, and vapors combo, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. Is a GD score of G4, V5.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Turner, for giving us that background information. Okay, Mr. Tony, I'm back to you, sir, and I'm going to just make a few comments based upon information I see in the case supervision summary. It shows that when you were released initially, you were to go to the Old Pueblo Community Services down in Tucson, and then you were to enroll at a 30-day program, the Motivational Enhancement Program at the Pima Reentry Center, down on Star Pass Place, Pass Boulevard down in Tucson. And so those were the two places where you resided while you were out, sir?
Yes, sir.
And did you have any employment? Did you have a job while you were out, sir?
I'm sorry, I was in the process of getting, I was working for prison, and I completely, I've been on the streets before I got locked up, since the DLC. So therefore, my stuff, I drifted from house to house, and during those times I went house to house being homeless, I lost track of my paperwork, so that meaning my social security card, birth certificate, all that stuff, my CID, and yes, I was trying to work with OPEB to get my birth certificate and all the other necessities that I need to get an ID, and I never had an ID, I've been trying to get an ID and everything, and yes, I have been trying to look for a job.
Okay, so now what kind of job, if you have been able to find a job, what kind of job would you have been able to do? What kind of work can you do, sir?
Office work, I volunteer at a housing authority. Office work, like filing, taking phone calls, working with customers, all that. I had a recent job. It was in telemarketing up in Tempe, Arizona. Telemarketing and everything, I'm pretty good with skills, like talking skills, communication, working with others, and, finding, and just all that.
Okay, well, I'm glad to know that you have those skills, so whenever you get out, whether we let you out now or you get out in March, you can go out and find a job and you can be productive, because we want you to be productive, whenever you get out, so that you won't end up being reincarcerated again. But it seems to me that when you were out, you had just a serious problem. Maybe I shouldn't say serious, but I'm going to say serious at any rate, with the use of illegal substances. You used to, back in, everything that we have here is in November of 2018. You were using marijuana, methamphetamine, marijuana. Did you have a marijuana card, sir? Medical card?
No, sir. That was prior to my 30 days, prior to PRC.
So why were you continuing to use so much marijuana, sir?
Okay, sir. I just got off the street. I got kicked out from Oklahoma for a crime that supposedly I missed too many one-on-ones prior to me being lazy and everything. And I do admit, as I said, I come at full honesty and everything, full ownership for everything, full responsibility of my own actions and everything. But prior to my dirty ways, I just barely got off the street. I was homeless for about 10 days, a whistleblower. And was on the suspension, and yes, I'm not from Tucson. I was scared. Yes, I am a drug addict. I do have addiction problems, and I would like to get my life right and fix that. But I was smoking marijuana, and yes, marijuana does stay in the system for 30 days, so therefore that, as you can see, my 30 UAs, it was still trying to get out of my system, and that went on, and methamphetamine, yes, I had two methamphetamines when I first came off the street, because I was ready when I came off the street and entered GRC. The one on the 11-13 is the one that I confessed to my PO, to one of the POs in Dallas, not my PO in Gintella, but I told them that I was 30 and I admitted to that, as I was always
forward. So, sir, you say you didn't know anybody down in Tucson, so how are you getting these drugs since you didn't know anyone down there in Tucson? Who was giving them to you, selling these drugs since you were homeless?
There's a way that I can online.
Okay. Now, but I do show that, you know, you did have a number of negatives as well, UAs, and which means that you could have been clean. Now, one thing that I would point out, as you are aware of, that your parole officer was working with you. Your parole officer, you know, tried to get you into that penal reentry center, that 90-day program, but you just didn't complete it. So why didn't you complete that program? That's an excellent program, and you just walked away from it, didn't you?
Yes, sir, that is an excellent program, and I would love, I completed the 30 day, and I volunteered for my drug, because I needed help for my drug issues, and I had more to fix on that.
But you completed, sir, you just said yourself, you completed the 30 day one, but you didn't complete the 90 day one, you mean?
Yes, it was 90 day. I was easily misled, and you know, I violated and did that drank, and as I said, I do have an outlet.
Well, let me just ask you another question, sir, and then we'll move on. Now, we let you out now, you get out in March, which is just around the corner. What do you plan to do to deal with your illegal substance use? What are your plans, sir?
My plans? Well, this is why the reason why I moved out here to Tucson, to get away from all the trouble that I was doing over in Mesa. But as planned, if I'm released, and upon my release, I do plan to quit my drug use, go back to rehab, do everything that I need to do to get right, get my life right, get a job so I can stay occupied, not bored, and, you know, maybe in war, I go back and I relapse.
So what do you plan to? What do you plan to leave? What do you plan to resign when you get out, sir?
Either a home halfway house, or if they can, PRC, but I'm willing to step aside and I'm willing to do and comply.
Let me just ask one other question. I usually don't mention this, but I'm going to mention it because of what's on your record. You are Native American. Have you ever looked into any of the programs that the Native Americans have? They have some programs, you know, where you don't, since you are Native American, you don't even have to pay. They meet you with these programs, and they can be very effective. Have you ever looked into any of those programs at all, sir?
I haven't had time.
I would just suggest, you don't have to take my suggestion, that you look into some of them. I know they have some up here in the Phoenix area. You say you want to come back up to Tempe, which is the Phoenix area, and I'm sure they probably have some down in Tucson as well, because those programs are there for you, and because we want to see you be successful. We don't want to see you in orange. We want to see you being successful, not being on drugs, not using alcohol, but being a productive citizen. You're only, 25 years of age. Your life is just beginning. So we need you, this community needs you, so think about what you can do, sir, to be successful. So I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time. Distinguished board members, any questions? I was starting on it by Mr. Johnson.
So I just have one question for you. It's kind of a personal question. What is 99 bananas that's 99 proof? I've never heard of that. I was just curious, sir.
Well, it's a little shorty party, you know, like a little straight shooter, just like one shot, and it's 99 proof of alcohol. So.
You know, we've been hanging down the right place.
Oh, I've been in the right spot. Yeah, I saw that. That's why I was asking on it. Thank you, sir.
You have to go out in the community. I don't know. I'm just kidding. 99, approve. 99, approve. But we put it strong. Okay, any problems or other questions that might enlighten the board on something that might be going on that we never heard of before? I don't hear anything else from board members at this time. So we're coming to us to end of your hearing. This is your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its determination. So at this time, anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
No, I was basically going on this. I own up, I changed the letters, and I changed full ownership and responsibility of my own actions. And I'm not here to beg or anything for you guys to let you guys let me on the street again to get another second chance, which I would love. And but you know, I'm willing to go off on whatever you guys decide. I'm willing to take, you know, a step and just get on my life and hopefully I can better myself, and that's what I want.
And that is what we want for you, sir. Now the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. Stay on the phone. You can hear everything that we say. We operate under the open meeting laws of the state of Arizona, which means that we don't do anything behind closed doors. Everything we do is done in public. We don't, and this will be the first time that we, five board members, will have an opportunity to discuss your situation. So now the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. Tony is a very interesting young man. He can have a great future. He's just going to have to get off of these illegal substances, and that is both alcohol as well as drugs. And I know that he can do it. He's still young enough, and he wants to do it. And what I would hope that he would do is that he would put together a program so when he gets out, he'll be ready to be successful. And where I stand, and I'm only speaking as one board member, I think it would be in his best interest, as well as the best interest of the citizens of the state of Arizona, for him to complete his sentence, get out in March. He won't have to report to a CO3, I mean to a parole officer. He'll be on his own, but he needs a program. Work with your CO3. Put together a program, sir, so when you get out, you can be successful. I'm only speaking as one board member. I'm going to open up for other board members at this time. It was nothing necessarily.
I just want to say that I agree. I just hope the young man, you know, he did go like almost a week or so without anything, and then he decided to go out and get some alcohol and got his parole closed up. Hopefully he'll get in some program while he's incarcerated and do NAAA and become a productive citizen after that, because he's shown that he can go that period of time without doing it.
Okay. If he can just still work on that 99,
bananas.
Yeah, so if he can stay away from that, he can do it. Okay, anything else, board members? Here, nothing else, and I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W3566, as well as discussion that has taken place and testimony that has been presented to the board. I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, C.T. Rice, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Rudenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, don't look at this as a negative, because you are going to be out on March 24th. That's just around the corner. And then you will not have a parole officer. You're going to be on your own. So put together a program. Talk to your CO3. The CO3 can help you put together a program so when you get out in March, you can be successful. So we know we want to see you again in arms. And next time we see you, please don't let us see you with no 99% banana and all of that. We just want to see you being sober and being straight up. And we can wave at you and say hello, sir. So this will end your hearing. Please pass the phone back to your CO3, sir. And thank you for your participation.
Thank you.
Thank you.